Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is pleasant today. In Jerusalem, it's a sunny day with mild temperatures. Tel Aviv enjoys a gentle breeze and clear skies, making outdoor activities inviting. In Haifa, expect a comfortable afternoon with plenty of sunshine. Here are today's headlines. First, Maariv reports just in that Syria claims a jihadist group launched a rocket and explosive drone at IDF forces in the southern Golan Heights. The IDF has not identified any launches. Also, JNS noted moments ago that U.S. diplomat Mike Huckabee expressed concern as Iran's ballistic missiles now threaten European cities. He questions how soon they might reach the United States. Also this hour, Times of Israel highlights that Iran has appointed Mohsen Rezaei as its new security chief. Rezaei is wanted by Interpol for his alleged involvement in the 1994 Amaya bombing in Argentina. Separately, I-24 News reports from earlier today that the United States has no issue with Prime Minister Netanyahu's dismissal of a Gaza proposal. Meanwhile, a Houthi missile and drone attack in Yemen's Mocha has left 7 dead and many wounded. And finally, JTA has covered ongoing Shabbat protests outside a Jerusalem cafe. Police are maintaining a strong presence as demonstrations continue for the 6th consecutive week. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English shared just 19 minutes ago that displaced Kurds are returning to Ras Al Ain after 7 years. Nora Kodor, one of the returnees, raised concerns about landmines. Hananya Naftali posted 21 minutes ago that Prime Minister Netanyahu has rejected a peace plan, insisting the IDF will not leave Gaza until Hamas disarms. Open Source Intel, an analyst on the conflict, noted 25 minutes ago that Iran's IRGC spokesman stated their missiles can now change course mid-flight. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in the Golan Heights. Maariv reports that a jihadist group claims responsibility for a rocket and drone attack targeting IDF forces. The IDF has not confirmed the attack, which follows heightened tensions in the region. This development could escalate the ongoing conflict between Israel and militant groups operating in Syria. Turning to Iran's ballistic missile capabilities, JNS highlights concerns expressed by Mike Huckabee about Iran's ability to strike Europe. The diplomat's remarks underscore fears of Iran's expanding missile reach, raising alarms about potential threats to the U.S. and its allies. Such advancements could shift the balance of power in the region, urging new defensive measures. Meanwhile, Iran's appointment of Mohsen Rezaei as security chief has drawn international attention. The Times of Israel notes Rezaei's alleged connection to the 1994 Amaya bombing in Argentina, for which Interpol seeks him. His leadership role signals Iran's defiance of international arrest warrants and may strain diplomatic ties further. On the diplomatic front, the U.S. reportedly supports Netanyahu's rejection of a proposed Gaza plan. I-24 News reports that this rejection aligns with Israel's stance on maintaining military presence until Hamas disarmament. This decision comes amidst ongoing violence in Yemen, highlighting the broader instability in the Middle East. And finally, Shabbat protests in Jerusalem continue to attract large crowds. According to JTA, these protests have persisted for 6 weeks, with police ensuring order. The demonstrations reflect deep societal divides over religious and cultural issues in Israel. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that Israel experienced a significant increase in tax collections this July, up 12% to 53.3 billion shekels. This surge reflects economic growth, but the national deficit remains steady at 3.3% of GDP. Separately, Katek informs us about a class action lawsuit against Golda Ice Cream. The company faces allegations of misleading labeling on sugar-free products, which may contain lactose, raising concerns about consumer protection and labeling practices. And finally, Maariv Business reveals crucial meetings between Israeli and Gulf officials. Energy Minister Eli Cohen disclosed that these talks aim to establish a land route, potentially altering regional trade dynamics. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 4 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.